from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Proceed to the route.
Navigating.
Go left.
The Continental Divide.
No, wait, I mean go right.
On the road to the White House.
Prepare for bumpy ride.
Hear about it first.
America cannot survive for 4 more years.
Talk about it now. 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. I know it's early. You can do it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a Monday. We're going to make it great. 608, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Get the popcorn ready. Debate tomorrow night. Woo. Is Kamala going to be ready?
Mm.
You know, that's the thing about being an underdog. All she has to do is string a sentence or two together, make a little bit of sense, lie through her stinking teeth because people won't accept her real policies.
Wait, Bob. You say all she has to do is string a couple of sentences together?
Yeah.
Why, she's in trouble.
Well, she could be, but you know how it goes when people, yeah, they've lowered the bar so low.
That's true.
The expectations are so low.
Yes.
That all she has to do is
show up.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So we'll dig into that a little bit coming up. Also, football over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks were winners, 37-20. Miami over the Jags. Heartbreaker for the Jags. They had a lead and kind of fell apart a little bit. But if you're a Miami fan, you're happy. 20-17. And what was one of the other games? Overtime last night, because I didn't see the end of it, and maybe you didn't either if you're up this early. But the Lions won in overtime, 26-20 over the Rams. So
I am going to have to bring in Patrick Johnson, our news guy, and give him a thorough slashing.
What did he do?
Lashing. No, that's what he didn't do. If you caught his first report for the morning, and I heard him say, I'm Patrick Johnson, your top local story, and it mentioned nothing about you being a grandpa.
Well,
that's our top local story, right?
Yeah, it was just a wonderful feeling to hold my first grandchild in my arms at Tampa General Hospital yesterday morning as my daughter gave birth to a wonderful, beautiful 8-pound baby boy, Thomas Jonas, and very, very proud and happy and just feeling blessed. It's a wonderful moment, and to hold that baby is so precious. You're nervous on one hand, but you know, it's just
is it different feeling. I mean, you got three kids. Is it different being a grandchild than a child? I mean, it's a long way to remember, you know, 30 whatever years back, but is there anything that struck you differently about it? Now, I'm putting you on the spot totally live, I know.
I think there's not the unknown. You kind of know what's going to happen because you've been through it before.
Sure, right.
You know, the parent thing is new when you're a new parent.
Yes.
To be a grandparent is like, that's kind of why you're there. It's like, look, everything works out okay when they have their ups and downs. You can go, look, it all smooths out. We had, you know, you weren't perfect sometimes.
Well, and I guess what you don't have is the, this is my new child, and oh no, there's not an owner's manual, and we're going home tomorrow.
That's exactly.
And we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Versus
exactly
a grandchild, you get to always give him back.
But his parents are both doctors,
right?
So you know, and my daughter's a PA, so there's no lack of smarts or understanding or paying attention.
Right.
I learned something new when she was pushing the baby out, and it gets to a point, and they say, go ahead and take it. For her to take it. And she pulls little Thomas up like kind of on her belly. And she can't pull any further because the umbilical cord.
Right.
Well, then Dustin, her husband, cuts the umbilical cord.
Right.
But she kind of rests with the baby there for a while. And they call it the golden hour, where there's a bonding that takes place.
Yeah.
And they've measured it, and she knew the background, my daughter did, of how that works. And it is both good for the baby and the mother. And the mother, it actually does something hormonally.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It gets them into that next stage, I guess, get ready for breastfeeding and all that. And
wow, learn something new every day, don't you?
But I can tell you this, for those that haven't been to Tampa General, ain't no bad guys getting in there.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like Fort Knox. It really is. No, you go through metal detector.
Yeah.
You give your driver's license, and you're given a sticker. And then when you get up to where the babies are, you go through a process again and get a different sticker. So they...
wow. No stealing, no babies around here.
No. Mm-mm. No. If you want top-notch security, they definitely have it there, which kind of makes you wonder, like, why did it... Makes you a little like, why would they need so, I mean, a lot of security?
Yeah.
But
it's, it's Tampa. Anyway, well, never.
Better to be safe than sorry. Oh, it's such, so big. I used to actually part-time park cars across the street on Davis Island for people that, some were going to Tampa General, most were going to a doctor's office right there. And it's just amazing to see the kind of growth that that facility has undergone. Amazing.
Well, congrats.
Well, thank you.
To all involved.
Appreciate it. And the response from people when I posted pictures has just been unbelievable. With the common theme, those who have experienced it are like, being a grandparent, you're absolutely going to love it. I mean, it's all totally positive. So, yeah, looking forward to, obviously, more experiences and spending time.
More days. That's code for more days off.
That's
I gotta take a few days, go, and, you know.
Look, I told my daughter, go, you gotta escort this kid out on the weekend, otherwise Greg will be upset if I'm not there. So there's a lot of pressure on her. She was thinking about you.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Yeah.
Now, this story is going to be one of those ones that sort of comes and goes in a way, and what I mean by that is it's Congressman Mike McCaul out of Texas, Republican, and... he put out, well, he's part of a group, you know, the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He chairs it. And they're releasing a full report on the Afghanistan withdrawal. And that'll come out later on today. The culmination of 3 years of investigations by the committee's Republicans. The report, which has been shared with some interested parties, and which the Texas Tribune and other outlets obtained ahead of its release, it accuses the Biden administration of ignoring warnings from its own staffers, from its own intel, and from its own allies, leaving American interest vulnerable to the Taliban takeover. The quote, the evidence proves President Biden's decision to withdraw all U.S. troops was not based on the security situation, the Doha agreement, or the advice of his senior national security advisors or our allies. Rather, it was premised on his longstanding and unyielding opinion that the United States should no longer be in Afghanistan. Well, that's fine that you don't want to be there. But it's very important the way in which you leave. That's when the military and others are going to be at their very most vulnerable point. The U.S. military pulled out of Afghanistan in August of 21 after 20 years in country. The Afghan government collapsed shortly after. Well, they were actually collapsing almost simultaneously, really, leading to a takeover by the Taliban, which, of course, rules the country to this day. The withdrawal has been criticized by members of both parties for its rapid deterioration, which left military and diplomatic personnel unprepared and has emerged as one of the biggest stains on Biden's foreign policy record. But already it's like the Dems have responded, and already so it's going to sort of get washed over, if you will. I mean, the full report isn't really out and released to the public. But the Dems, the House Democrats on the Foreign Affairs Committee, released their own memo.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a failure. You cannot deny it. And some of the reasons behind it are obvious. And, you know, thanks to McCaul and other Republicans, hopefully this people will have an understanding of the difference in policies between what's happening now and what the predecessor was able to do, and etc. 'Tis the season. Yep, the political season. It is 6:16. Don't forget, wherever you get your podcast, look for the Bob Rose Show. You'll never miss a minute. Just hit the button, subscribe. There's no fee, but that way you will have it wherever you normally get your podcast. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.